Hey guys, it's Leah B. from Prestige Veteran Medical Consulting. I am a U.S. Army veteran, physician assistant, and former compensation and pension examiner. Today, I want to come on and discuss multiple sclerosis, or MS, and how that can be related to VA disability. So many veterans suffer from this condition and have either been service-connected for it or are pursuing service connection for this, and they were possibly diagnosed in service or perhaps after service, and they believe it's related due to some exposure that they had on active duty, or perhaps their symptoms started on active duty and they weren't diagnosed until a few years later. And I want to go over some of those kind of intricacies. So before we jump into that, let's go over some facts about MS. So according to the Mayo Clinic, nearly 1 million adults in the U.S. are living with multiple sclerosis. MS commonly affects more women than men, and most people with MS receive a diagnosis between the ages of 20 and 40 years old. So MS is an autoimmune disease. This is where your body can attack, or your immune system can attack its own cells. There are many types of autoimmune diseases, but in this one specifically, it attacks healthy cells that are in the myelin, the protective sheath that surrounds the nerves in the brain and the spinal cord. Damage to the myelin sheath interrupts nerve signals from your brain to other parts of your body, and the damage can lead to symptoms affecting your brain, spinal cord, and eyes. There are four main types. Clinically isolated syndrome. This is where someone has a first episode of MS symptoms. Healthcare providers often categorize it as CIS, or clinically isolated syndrome. Not everyone who has CIS goes on to develop MS. There is relapsing remitting MS, and this is the most common form of multiple sclerosis. People with relapsing remitting MS have flare-ups, also called relapse or exacerbations of new or worsening symptoms, and periods of remission. There's primary progressive MS, and this is people diagnosed with that have this, have symptoms that slowly and gradually worsen without any periods of relapse or remission. And there's secondary progressive MS, and this is in many people, they are originally diagnosed with that relapsing remitting MS, and they eventually progress to this. With secondary progressive multiple sclerosis, you continue to accumulate nerve damage and your symptoms progressively worsen. While you may still experience some relapses or flares, you no longer have periods of remission afterwards, okay? So that's kind of some basic facts about the disease itself. And so when it comes to VA disability, some of the important factors that you have to remember is that you have to have a diagnosis, a current diagnosis of multiple sclerosis. There has to be an in-service event or illness or injury that led to this, or perhaps you were diagnosed in service, which we'll get into. And that there's a nexus that links your in-service occurrence with your current diagnosis of MS. Okay, so the big one here is that there is this presumptive criteria that if you were diagnosed within 7 years of exiting service to a 10% compensable degree, it is considered presumptive, and that is the nexus. It's established that this is basically because it can take so long for those symptoms to really manifest and to be recognized and diagnosed. It has this insidious onset at times where you're having some symptoms, and it just takes a while for the doctors to piece these things together. So that's why the VA has authorized the 7-year period that if it gets to this compensable degree and you're diagnosed, let's say 3 years after service, they're going to likely say, hey, this was, likely undiagnosed in service, basically. So let me pull up a couple of my notes here. Here's another key factor. You may not be diagnosed until 10 years later, but if you can point to specific things in your medical record and your doctor, your neurologist, or your primary care manager, whoever believes that you were exhibiting those symptoms, and let's say it's even 10 years later that you were diagnosed, but those data points in your record can be pointed to that you were having all of these falls, that you were having difficulty, vision abnormalities. If it can be pieced together and your doctor can reasonably state that he believes that you were, due to these symptoms that were, maybe you have buddy statements, maybe there are things in your record that point to it. And if that pattern can be established and your doctor believes that was likely undiagnosed, you can make a pretty good case for it, medically speaking. So you always want to follow up with a legal professional like a VSO, accredited claims agent, or an attorney that can help you with the strategy and guide you into the claims process for this. But from a medical perspective, like I said, if your doctor your specialty doctor believes that it was, manifested earlier, much earlier than you were diagnosed, you can make a good case for it, right? So Now, lastly, I want to get into the Multiple Sclerosis Centers of Excellence, and I'm going to share my screen because I think this is really cool, and this is a resource the VA has on their website that you guys can check out. So let me present real quick. Here we go. Okay, so the Multiple Sclerosis Center of Excellence, this is on va.gov. There are, you know, different areas that you can navigate to that can kind of show you different types of information if you're suffering from MS. So about the Multiple Sclerosis Center of Excellence, it was established by the VHA in 2003. They are dedicated to furthering the understanding of the MS, its impact on veterans, and effective treatments to help manage the disease and its symptoms. There are, you know, their mission, again, is to improve the quality and consistency of healthcare services delivered to veterans across the country, expand care coordination, and provide resources. So there's clinical care, there's research and development, education and training. There's a whole bunch of really good stuff here. Now, if you go to the veterans section here, so there's information here on the side. I don't know if I can make this any bigger, but that for caregivers and partners, there's information here. Let me expand this out. And there's information for veterans. So talks about symptoms. You can navigate to the symptom tab, different treatments. So here's some articles about bladder changes in MS, bowel changes, breathing changes, cognition. So a lot of really great information for veterans suffering from MS. Research that's being conducted. There's even information for healthcare professionals, for your primary care doctor, that they can jump in here and get some resources on different medications and interventions and surveillance. And there's stories, which I think is really great. So veteran stories. So this is a place where therapeutically veterans can get together and kind of discuss some of the things that they've experienced and provide encouragement and things like that. So there is that. And here's some of my notes. Let me pull down my notes here. Quit sharing. Because I have just a couple more things to discuss before I jump off here that I think are relevant to the compensation portion. Okay. A person may be, extra things besides just VA disability compensation, right? So specialty adaptive, housing, right? If you've got to have a wheelchair, there may be resources for you to get adaptations on your house, on your vehicle. If you are needing prosthetics or assistive devices, and it damages your clothing, you may be eligible for clothing allowances. If you develop secondary conditions like depression related to your MS, you may be eligible for compensation for that. If you have a caregiver or you need aid in attendance, these are also things that can be related to the disability process for MS. So I hope this was helpful. Please drop some comments. And please, if you're suffering from MS, check out that VA resource on the VA's website on va.gov and on those centers of excellence. And hopefully you can get some more support and service. Thank you for watching and have a great day.